Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Monday of the 27th week of Ordinary Time. Today's theme, love and apathy. It's interesting that in the parable of the Good Samaritan, from today's gospel reading from Luke chapter 10, verses 25 through 37, Jesus does not tell us the identity or nationality or social status of the man who needs help. We don't know if the traveler from Samaria helped the enemy or a fellow Samaritan. It doesn't matter. The sin of the priest and the Levite is that they didn't care enough to even find out if this man was alive or dead, or what kind of help he needed. Trapped in their self-centered world, they chose to completely ignore him. The opposite of love is not hate, it's apathy. Ignoring a need, not caring, doing nothing when there is something we can do to relieve suffering. Apathy is not natural. We were born to love. Apathy begins when there are voids in our lives that cause a feeling of continual dissatisfaction. The empty, aching, lonely, scary voids that indicate something is missing. What's missing is love. The people who should care about us sometimes fail to give us all the love that we need. Even those who love us most cannot give us all that we need. And there are those who totally reject their calling to care about us. They treat us with apathy. No one can love us completely the way we need their love. So we either numb ourselves and become apathetic towards others, or we decide to rely more fully on God, who is love and who is never apathetic towards us. The achy voids we feel are clues that we haven't yet given God our full attention. When God's love isn't filling us, we automatically try to fill the voids with anger, cynicism, busyness, codependent relationships, overeating, overshopping, anesthetizing drinks or drugs, or self-esteem boosting accolades. However, there really is no such thing as a void, is there? A vacuum sucks in whatever is near the hole. We fill our empty areas with things and people and activities that are not God. This causes apathy because it prevents the outward flow of love, and at the same time, it makes us miserable because it never sufficiently brings us love. Jesus says that we are to love our neighbors as ourselves, and that every person we encounter is a neighbor. Why? Because caring for others moves us from self-centeredness to God-filledness. By giving love away, God rushes in and fills up the emptied places with his own presence. We were not designed to be selfish. Made in the image of God, we feel happiest when we unite ourselves to his love. Joy and satisfaction come from actively loving everyone, God, others, and ourselves.
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and text message, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.